Welcome to your five for today. We all notice the headlines in our newspapers. They are written in large, bold letters, and many are memorable and eye-catching. A headline that you may have read recently is this: French policeman who took place of hostage dies, hailed as a national hero. This headline was in almost every newspaper in the UK and Europe recently, and was about a man named Arnaud Beltran. What happened in a small town called Trèbes, in the southwest of France, became the focus of world attention a few months ago when an attacker with a gun violently and unexpectedly entered a local supermarket, shooting some people and taking others hostage. The people of the town had been going about their lives as normal, doing their shopping in preparation for the weekend, when they were caught up in the violent actions of the gunman. By the end of the day, 4 people had died, and 16 injured, some seriously. Life would never be the same again for many of the people of Trèbes. The events of that day stunned the whole of France, and left many shocked and in grief for those injured and killed. But amidst the chaos of that day, one of the greatest acts of heroism and bravery emerged. Arnaud Beltran, a 44-year-old policeman, was one of the first on the scene when it happened. There were about 50 people in the supermarket when the attacker entered, and though several of them managed to escape, many remained and were held as hostages. Arnaud Beltran negotiated with the gunman and offered to take the place of one of the women who was being held hostage. The gunman agreed to the swap, and the woman was released to freedom and safety, and Beltran taken hostage instead of her. He acted bravely and selflessly as the woman's substitute, despite the obvious danger to himself. Unfortunately, in what happened later, Beltran was seriously wounded. He was raced to the hospital, fighting for his life, but died later that night in hospital. The French President Emmanuel Macron announced that Arnaud Beltran fell as a hero, giving up his life. The woman whose life was saved will never forget the sacrifice of this stranger made on her behalf. This story also reminds me of another act of self-sacrifice, and of someone who became a substitute, one who 2,000 years ago willingly gave his own life for others, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Before his birth, his mother Mary was told by God that his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. 33 years later, he would fulfill that prophecy, and the reason he came into the world when he went to the cross. Before being crucified, he said these words: "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." He suffered an agonizing and horrible death, for many were complete strangers to him, even for those who hated him. It was no accident nor coincidence. "No man takes my life from me. I have power to lay it down," he said. The words of a well-known hymn puts it this way: "He could have called 10,000 angels to deliver him that day, but he hung there in all his anguish to prepare for me a way. Oh, what love beyond all measure, that he gave his life for me, how he bled and died on Calvary, there to prove his love for me." Newspaper headlines are bold and memorable, but they are there just for a day. God's headline is very different. It will last forever. Inscribed upon the cross we see in shining letters, "God is love." Thank you very much for listening.